This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2281. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded February 6th, Alaska, Austria, Brazil, Canada, China, Cuba, Egypt, Europe, Falkland Islands, Germany, Indonesia, Italy, Japan, Myanmar, Nepal, North America, Scotland, Slovakia, Spain, UK, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Alaska, last week we had some reports of more ionospheric probe testing from HAARP. Beginning January 29th, these continued until February 2nd, closely monitored by Walt Salmon of NBC. Besides 3250, some other frequencies they tried were 8100 and 5850, but that was while WRMI was transmitting as it's clearly supposed to be on 5850. On February 2nd, Eric Fetters-Wolf in Lake Stevens, Washington says, a hugely strong HAARP signal on 5850 heard here near Seattle as of 0535 UT with tones of different frequencies and WRMI below it. And Tony Pavick, NBC, also says, serious tones wiping out co-channel WRMI until ending at 0600 UT, a perfect signal, on February 2nd. Besides demolishing the rotatable shortwave antenna in Mosbrunn, Austria, as we reported last week, there was another story about Austria from Reuters via Mike Cooper, January 24th. Austrian national broadcasters' reporters say far right wants to destroy it. The body representing reporters of Austrian national broadcaster ORF said the far-right Freedom Party, FPO, is trying to destroy it. Raising pressure on conservatives to push back in coalition talks with the FPO, the Eurosceptic, Russia-friendly FPO, came first in September's parliamentary election with 29% of the vote and was tasked with forming a government after a centrist attempt to assemble a ruling coalition without it failed. One of the FPO's most frequent targets is ORF, a widely respected organization that produces agenda-setting news programmes, but which the FPO accuses of being left-wing and trying to indoctrinate viewers. Headline of a statement issued by the ORF editorial council representing its journalists says, the destruction of ORF is beginning. FPO wants to produce a party propaganda instead of independent reporting, along the same lines as what its ally in neighboring Hungary, Prime Minister Viktor Orban, has done. Rolfi Grimm in São Paulo, Brazil, explains our report last week that two of the three shortwave frequencies of Rádio Voz Missionária were missing. They announced last week that transmitters and antennas for 9665 and 5940 would undergo technical maintenance, which is why these frequencies would be off the air for the time being. He says, I hope especially 5940 will be purified of its spurious signals above and below, which greatly interfered with reception on some other frequencies. Well, it seems they are still off as of February 6th. On the contrary, 5940 suffers from spurs from WWCR 5935 up here. Radio Inconfidência is the only Brazilian on 19 meters, 15190 nominal. It had been slightly above that frequency, but on February 3rd at 2315, I measured it compared to WWV calibration on 15189.804. And then Wolfgang Büschel had it a few hertz even lower than that. Canada, Mike Cooper sends a story from the Globe and Mail February 1st. Dissolving the CBC could devastate TV and film sector. The new head of CBC, Radio-Canada, in her first public speech, says dissolving CBC would be a tragedy. Marie-Philippe Bouchard, the new president and CEO, says she fears the breakdown of Canada's media ecosystem in the face of competition from foreign streaming platforms. The Conservatives have said they would cut funding for the CBC while preserving French services if they form the next federal government. In Canadian radio news, Nigel Pimlet says on 1060 CKMX, Calgary, Alberta, a big surprise that Bell has found a buyer, Akash Broadcasting of Surrey, BC, for CKMX despite it being off the air for more than a sesquiyear. And Tony Pavick in Hope, B.C. refers us to a story February 2nd at northpine.com. That's CFRW 1290 Winnipeg and CKMX 1060 Calgary, killed by Bell Media, may be brought back to life, plus possibly the shortwave outlet of CKMX, CFVP. CFRW and CKMX were among six AM stations that Bell took off the air in June 2023 amid national cutbacks. Akash runs multicultural formats on its stations in Surrey, BC, and Edmonton, Alberta, but says it has not yet decided on a format for CKMX. The last format had been stand-up comedy as Funny 1060. Akash says CFVP is included in the sale and will evaluate the requirements to relaunch the rebroadcaster. And the Reed comments, if the new potential owner does plan to resurrect CFVP, I hope they find the expertise to move it off 6030, a terrible frequency. That is, of course, because it's also bearing Cuban jamming and Radio Marti all night. Rick Barton in Arizona says on February 1st, we just heard the first Fire Drake or Fire Dragon station in many months on 11590. After 2 minutes, there were time pips and it went off like CNR, a huge China powerhouse signal listed for Radio Free Asia, no doubt the reason for jamming. Yes, we haven't heard Fire Dragon for a long time, as you may recall. This is totally instrumental music jamming with lots of percussion. Kudos to the DRM Consortium for inventing another way to jam. On February 4th at 23:15, I was hearing DRM noise, spreading 5 kHz above and below 15760. That's listed as a sound of hope frequency, so no doubt it was CNR1 jamming, but not in AM, rather DRM. In the Michigan ARE tip sheet, Rich Line shares a website of note if you are at all interested in number stations. It is priyom.org, P-R-I-Y-O-M. That means reception in Russian. Ken Zicke replies, has anyone noticed HM01 from Cuba of late? That's spy numbers from Cuba. I've not noticed them since the storms took RHC off the air last fall. Come to think of it, IGH have not heard them either or seen any reports of them for several months. Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight, G4ZBH, says, I'm still in contact with Radio Cairo. A response to my reception report of February 4th says, we are sorry that the transmitter with European programs has a problem, as its valve is defected, and we can't find a spare valve instead, that is, tube. But we are doing our best to fix the problem. Thanks to the effort of Ludo Mize in Belgium with his broadcast.be website, I have forwarded this info to the Egyptians. The site, tube.be, includes details of a range of tube manufacturers, mostly in the U.S. Let's hope that ERU in Egypt make some inquiries and finally manage to sort out the bad modulation. 9890 is on almost daily, except Mondays for some reason, at 19 to 20 in Russian, and 9900 from 17 to 19 in Turkish. Both beam north at 5 degrees. He says, still a strong signal here in the UK. Modulation a bit muddy, but listenable. Filed under Europe a petition to the European Union. Preserve shortwave broadcasting infrastructure. It's at kurzwellenradio.wordpress.com on February 5th. A petition to the EU has been started from Spain, urging the EU to take immediate action to preserve and maintain the remaining shortwave broadcasting stations in Europe. It's at www.change.org. Look for Preserve Shortwave Broadcasting Stations. Shortwave may not be chic, but it is resilient. This continent has moved closer to war and sees growing numbers of disasters caused or exacerbated by climate change. Bypassing censorship, too, is becoming an increasingly relevant task. Neither medium wave nor shortwave should be done away without public debate. Think about it, and if you agree, please sign the petition. Ron Howard in California got a QSL from Falklands Islands Broadcasting Service years ago when they were on shortwave, but now he's listening to it on medium wave, since there is a remote receiver actually on the Falkland Islands. The frequency is 530. And this was just after the news at midnight UT, February 2nd.
The latest. I'm Susan Bookbinder.
Join us for Show Socks. You are Falklands Radio. on Sunday the 2nd of February.
The Saturday Night Show
on Falkland Radio.
Put your loving hands out.
Thursday, February 13th is World Radio Day. And here's a special broadcast that Christer Brunström informs us about on behalf of the Swedish DX Federation. STXF, a one-hour broadcast marking World Radio Day at 09 and again at 15 UT on 9670, Channel 292 in Germany. It's mainly in Swedish, but has two segments in English, including a talk on the mysterious number stations and an interview with Jonathan Marks. Between the various spoken features, music including the world's shortest music programming. Via remotes in Indonesia, Ron Howard continues monitoring the English broadcasts of Voice of Indonesia. 3325 via Palangkaraya and 4755 via Chimangas, Jakarta, such as at 21 UT, January 30th. Mauno Ritola of WRTH told him that 3325 is now 20 kilowatts. They hope to raise it to 40 kilowatts soon. However, they were very much out of sync. Ron says on January 30th, 3325 was about 2.5 minutes delayed behind 4755, and even more so on February 2nd at 2144. 3325 was 4.5 minutes behind 4755. Then Ron says, I monitored VOI for a long time, always noticed a consistent format, until today, February 4th at both 13 and repeated at 21 UT. After the news and commentary, at 21:14, they did not play the patriotic song, Lajimun Tijeri, and Today in History, but instead a new segment, Quote of the Day. Furthermore, on that occasion, it was heard only on 4755. Again, unheard was 3325. This from DX Fanzine. Marconi Radio International from Italy has introduced a regular monthly broadcast. It went on the air first in January 1986 and celebrated its 39th anniversary. On its Facebook page, 26 January this year, says they've decided to introduce a regular monthly broadcast on the second weekend of each month, such as February 9th at 13 to 1630 UT on 7400 and 11390. Their Facebook page is at MRIWORLD. Another anomaly noted by Ron Howard via remote, a station in Japanese on 3945. February 6th at 11:15. He's checking that frequency for Vanuatu. Of course, it used to be a Nikkei 2 frequency from Japan, but was last listed in WRTH in 2021. And this was not parallel to the other Nikkei 2 frequency. Wolfgang Büchel suggests a regular functionality test procedure, even when the scheduled time slot is deleted. Via remote in Thailand, Ron Howard reports Myanmar on 9730 Friday, January 31st, at 0208 UT with a brief spot in English called Something to Shout About, but the English spot after 0200 is not on every day, needs more monitoring. It was not to be heard on February 1st, and on February 2nd after 0202 UT, they are playing an action movie soundtrack from The Karate Kid. Ron also reports another regular English segment from Myanmar on 5985, February 1st at 15:30. News and weather, and mostly about activities of the National Defense and Security Council. And here's one more former shortwave station that Ron Howard heard on mediumwave instead, thanks to a remote in Nepal, Radio Nepal, on 792 kHz at 0248 UT, February 1st.
यसै समयमा प्रसारण हुँदै आएको सी प्रसारणका कार्यक्रम रेडियो नेपाल .gov.np रेडियो नेपालको मोबाइल एप र अनलाइन रेडियो नेपाल .gov.np बाट प्रत्यक्ष सुन्न र अडियो संग्रहबाट डाउनलोड गरेर फुर्सदको समयमा पनि सुन्न सक्नुहुन्छ।
The Media Magazine you monitor with your mind. World of Radio, 2281, a non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Mike Gorniak, NM7X in Minnesota, who sent a check in U.S. funds to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Now some North American pirates heard on unusual frequencies. Using a remote in Massachusetts, Dean Lindeberg in New Zealand reports 3315, 2318 UT on 26 January, unknown location in AM with frequent bird chirps. ID is free radio for free men, the voice of the Sons of Liberty. Songs by David Bowie, the All-American Rejects, and Frank Zappa. In the NASA flash sheet, Mark Taylor in Wisconsin reports on 4032 USB, Ball Smacker Radio, February 1st at 0244. Ron Howard reports on Hikari FM, 11529.9. Heard January 30th via remote in BC at 0302 UT, and February 1st to remote in Alberta at 0306, playing Japanese songs and announcements. And he got an email reply for his January 30th report. He says, I've recently realized that having a good connection to ground may not be the best thing. The grounded case of the transmitter was detuning the dipole, hence the signal strength issues. I have choked the ground connection and isolated the shortwave transmitter from other equipment, so that should be fixed. I also have a signal on 1620 kHz, but I doubt it will ever reach California. I'm experimenting with it and experimenting with transmitter designs. It should be easier to get signal from now on. Looks much better on the remotes. Sorry I didn't realize this and fix it earlier. The song you heard is Natsukage, or Summer Lights, from the TV show AIR by Leah. One of my favorites, but not the original version. Scotland Man from Kurzwellen Radio, Radio 6 International, have announced they'll be on shortwave every Saturday night from 19 to 20 UT on 9670 via Channel 292 Germany. A parallel transmission on 1323 medium wave via northern Italy has also been scheduled but postponed. In his shortwave program spotlight column in the February NASA Journal, Uncle Bill Tilford writes, several months ago there was a lot of concern about the implications of restructuring of Slovakia's broadcasters, including RSI, to a new iteration of STVR. The fear expressed was that RSI would become a mere government mouthpiece. I'm happy to report, after intensive daily listening, to which I am now hooked, RSI is anything but that as of press time. Slovakia Today includes a news compilation of various media from across the political spectrum, and some of the frankest political commentary you'll hear on any government-funded station anywhere. There are three WRMI relays in English to North America of RSI. Midnight 30 UT on 5850, 1:30 on 5800, and 22 UT on 5850. Also to Europe at midnight 30 on 15770. The latest missing frequency from Spain is 12030, which aims toward the Middle East, but often heard well here off the back. It was not on the air during the English broadcast at 23 UT on February 3rd or 5th, but 9690 for us was coming in very well. From the AIB newsletter, the BBC has said it strongly rejects the decision by Russian authorities to designate Ilya Abyshov and Elisaveta Focht as foreign agents. BBC News Russian journalists have been singled out following earlier designations of four others. The global director and BBC deputy CEO Jonathan Monroe says it has now become a routine exercise for the Russian authorities to add BBC News Russian journalists to their list of foreign agents. These journalists have our total support. Gavin Waters in Victoria sends a story from Cincinnati Public Radio, January 22nd, WVXU, about the reopening of the renovated VOA Museum in Westchester, Ohio. That's what used to be known as the VOA Bethany transmitter site. Bill Tilford says, I went through it before it closed for renovations. It was a worthwhile visit then, and I hope to see the new version soon. There's a lot more than just VOA and WLW there. Those would be reason enough. The Crosley family was into a little bit of everything. It's at 8070 Tylersville Road, 1 mile east of I-75 in Westchester Township. Open weekends, noon to 4 p.m. Cost is $10 for adults, $9 for veterans and military, children 16 and under free. Richard Langley in New Brunswick wonders about music time in Africa on VOA, not heard for quite a while. hard to find on their schedule, and apparently not on the air at any time there is shortwave transmission. He did find it on a stream Saturday or Sunday at 20:05 UT. Alan Rose says it's on another stream at 15:05. You can reach these via the hit list at worldofradio.com. Mike Cooper forwards a story from Conservative Daily News, headlined, "It's Time to Yank Funding for All Foreign Media, Parroting Anti-American Propaganda." What's he talking about? Oh, it's USAGM stations. John Filiozzi replies, "This is BS. What the right wing wants is a broadcaster only parroting its policies and nothing else. What VOA and other stations did best is display the breadth and depth of perspectives and opinions within America. Conservatives would turn VOA et al. Into their own Radio Moscow." Via Mike Cooper, Radio Free Asia website reports on January 30th, some content on RFA's Vietnamese Facebook page suddenly disappears. VOA and BBC reported similar content missing. All posts from 2024 and 25 vanished from RFA's Vietnamese FB page, leaving ones from 2023 and earlier, but they reappeared a few minutes later, reason unknown. The number 2 transmitter of WTQW5085 was reactivated in time to resume carrying World of Radio, UT Saturday, February 1st, at 0400. As mentioned last week, one of the highlights of WBCQ programming is Le Show with Harry Shearer, Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central, or UT Mondays at midnight on 7490. Greg Hardison replies, "I've had the pleasure of crossing paths with Harry Shearer a few times over a long and winding road trip through radio. He's arguably our most brilliant living satirist. Once while helping to run KCRW years ago, where Le Show was based for many years, we were both done in there by the station's fiery politics on separate unrelated occasions. It seemed I was able to make an impression on him by being one of the very few who knew about WBCQ and its important significance to him as a worthy outlet for Le Show. Knowing and working with Harry was one of life's rare treats. His signature program wholly defies description in its wily creativity. Listening to Le Show will certainly prove to be the fastest hour of your week. Alongside WBCQ, Harry Shearer's Le Show is heard via podcast and on several public radio outlets, now originating at WWNO in New Orleans. An archive of recent weekly editions is at www.wnyc.org/shows/le-show. I cannot recommend Le Show highly enough to give it the credit it deserves." Uncle Bill Tilford replies, "Harry consistently does a great show, and he has always been an equal opportunity offender, whoever the idiot du jour happens to be. He's one of the guys I can point to whenever I hear that juvenile whine about everything being religion or the right on shortwave." As I mentioned last week, WEWN in Alabama reactivated on shortwave after almost a year. I was hearing open carrier on 15610 for several days, but no English modulation yet. But their other transmitter in Spanish, 12050, was back on the air February 6th at 1620. This was first reported earlier that date at midnight 40 by Tony Pavic, NBC. Strange that 12050 is much weaker than WWCR 12160 at a similar distance. Once again, 12050 collides with the target broadcast for Chad, Radio Indrasan International. At 18:20 UT, the first hour via Wolverton, UK, the second via Ascension. I checked remotes in South America and found nothing but Ascension was heard after 19 on 12050. Still waiting for English to resume on 15610, the previous schedule had it starting at 19 UT. In his Nassau Journal column, Uncle Bill Tilford makes a modest proposal to George Soros. "Now that you're committed to investing over $400 million U.S. in medium-wave broadcasting in North America, I would like to bring another part of the broadcast spectrum to your attention, the shortwave bands. In the U.S., private shortwave stations are a financially endangered species and carry what critics usually characterize as a disproportionate amount of extreme right-wing commentary and often fringe religious programming. A shortwave listener who scanned the bands for U.S. stations could get a very distorted impression of the U.S. unless they also consumed other U.S. media. This impression could be addressed rather effectively with an expenditure of probably less than $1 U.S. per year, including airtime and program production support. Now some U.S. medium wave news from NRC DX News. WLLA 930 in Lynchburg, Virginia, has received an FCC notice of violation for 5 problems, including the tower not being protected by fencing, running day power at night, and no lights on the tower. From the FB group AMDXing via Dennis Broom, IRCA, the owner of WTMP 1150 in Tampa, Florida, says we're testing doing tower work on Friday nights, that is UT Saturdays after midnight Eastern, mostly in February and into March, in analog, hybrid, and MA3, all digital. Actually, WTMP is licensed to Egypt Lake, Florida. From Medium Wave Echo of the Arctic Radio Club, 1190 WLIB in New York is now La Exitosa 98.7. On January 10th, it's flipped to a simulcast of the new Spanish language La Exitosa format by its sister station WEPN. A mix of Latin pop and English language adult contemporary hits, programming and imaging in Spanish. And from FCC via NRC, 1620 Boston, Massachusetts. Blue Hill Avenue Realty Trust has been issued a notice of illegal pirate radio broadcasting for a tenant on 1620 AM. A 2022 article in the Brockton Enterprise identifies Pelage Marcelin as the owner of the station, also operating on 1640 as Haitian Radio Energy Boston. Mike Cooper forwards a story from the New York Times of January 30th you might want to look up. FCC chair orders investigation into NPR and PBS sponsorships. Seth Stern, director of advocacy at Freedom of the Press Foundation, says he believes FCC Chairman Carr is setting up a legal pretext for interfering with public media. The end of his letter goes far beyond underwriting, talks about whether public media should be funded at all. Trying to keep track of Radio Vanuatu, monitoring by Ron Howard, including remotes in the Pacific area, he says it was off the air on February 2nd and February 3rd, not heard on any of their usual frequencies. Also silent on February 5th, so he inquired of the station and got a quick reply from Warren Robert, the manager of technical services, but he only sent some schedules, changing each month a different lineup of times and frequencies. But for February, this is what he says, starting at 19 UT on 5040, at 20 switching to 7260, at 23 to 9960, and from 07 until 13, 7260. But still not heard on any of those February 6th, presumably aspirational. The propagation outlook from SWPC issued February 3rd. ANK indices peaking at 20 and 5 on February 13th and 16th, 25 and 5 on February 28th and March 1st. G1 minor storm levels. The quietest periods of only 5 and 2, February 7th to 9th, and 20th to 26th. Solar flux dropping from 215 February 6th to 180 on the 15th and 16th, and up to 205 by February 28th. Solar activity expected to be at R1 to R2, or minor to moderate levels, throughout a majority of the outlook period, all due to numerous significant solar regions expected on the solar disk. For much more info, consult our website, worldofradio.com. With many thanks to all our contributors and stations, hoping you'll hear me again next week, Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2281 with a standard disclaimer.